Then, other than the topical corticosteroid, we can also give other type of topical treatments such as topical calcineurin inhibitor, in which we have two options, that is tacrolimus and pimecrolimus. But the tacrolimus should not be applied in children less than 2 years of age. The strength of tacrolimus used is 0.1% in adults and 0.03% in children in more than 2 years of age. Pimecrolimus can also be applied, but it is a weaker topical agent than a topical corticosteroid. Then, as I discussed earlier, that the foods which are suspected to act as an allergen need to be avoided as well. So, if we don't know exactly that which food is triggering the attack, then we are going to give 3 to 4 weeks period of the suspected food free period, in which we are going to avoid mainly the dairy products, beef, eggs, chicken, fish, wheat, citrus fruit, berries, food additives, chocolates, and nuts. If such measures do not reveal any obvious dietary culprit, then we are going to resume the normal diet, because obviously we cannot keep the child away from these important nutrients if only we are suspecting. So we are going to reintroduce and resume the normal diet with the introduction of the suspected food every 3 to 4 days, one by one. Breastfeeding, which is a very important component for the children, should be prolonged, and holding cow milk for at least an initial period of 6 months is very important. Then all the other kind of allergens need to be avoided. Even if I don't mention it is understood that for the treatment of any kind of eczema, the avoidance of allergens is very important. Be it aeroallergens, contact allergens, it is important. Then another form of treatment which can be given in case of resistant cases is phototherapy, in which we have two options, narrowband UVB and UVA1, for the treatment of resistant cases or chronic disease. On average, disease activity, the remission should be induced at the end of the 24 treatment course. And after that, we are going to resume the topical emollients. Even during the treatment, we can give the emollients. If remission is achieved, then the maintenance therapy it should be given. But if the relapse occurs again, then we are going to consult, or we are going to discuss the treatment with the patient. Then comes a third line treatment, in which we have systemic immunosuppressive treatment, in which we have various options, but the preferable one will be cyclosporine, given that there is no nephrotoxicity in that patient. So we are going to start the dose with 2.5 to 3.5 mg per kg per day, and if the remission is achieved and if there is a response is good, we can go up to 5 mg per kg per day dosage. But we have a limit of 1 year only. We cannot give it for more than 1 year. It is highly effective in treating the atopic eczema. Other treatment options include azathioprine in a dose of 1 to 3 mg per kg per day, mycophenolate mofetil 2 grams per day, methotrexate, alitretinoin, especially for chronic hand eczema. Then we have biological therapies as well for resistant cases not responding to topical treatment, even systemic immunosuppressive treatment. Then we have biological therapies, in which we have monoclonal antibody against IgE, that is omalizumab, given in a dose of 150 to 300 mg subcutaneously. And then we have those human monoclonal antibodies which act against the receptors interleukin 4 and interleukin 13, that is dapirolizumab. It is given 300 mg once weekly. We also have a monoclonal antibody that targets interleukin 13 only, that is lebrikizumab, and apremilast, that is phosphodiesterase 4 inhibitor. The rituximab is used in one study with reported benefit. So again, if the remission is achieved, then we are going to give the maintenance treatment, monitor, review, and call the patient for follow-up, and going to advise emollients and weakened corticosteroid as a maintenance therapy. But if the relapse occurred, then we are going to intensify our topical treatment and consider changing the systemic treatment. then newer advancements are phlegrin gene therapy, which can lead to complete recovery from atopic dermatitis. And for the disease prevention, we can give probiotics to the mother. To the baby, we can give omega 3 and 6 fatty acids, probiotics, and hydrolyzed formula milk. Vigorous emollients right from the first day after the birth will help to control the disease and prevent the flares.